Just because I live in an apartment in Double Bay doesn't mean that I forgot where I came from. I'll always be a Westie. Western suburbs, that is. I'm a Cairn Terrier Cross. There's only one word for it. Barbaric. I left Liverpool a hot-blooded male, and within 1 month of being in Double Bay, they did it. They booked me in. I'd been to the vet before to have my chip put in. I don't agree with having a chip, but I understand the principle. If they get lost, they need to figure out how to get back to us. They just shouldn't get lost in the first place, is my thought. But this is an invasion of privacy and an utter interference with my sense of identity and being. And that is unforgivable. So, old mate drops me off at the vet, and I should have known then that something was up, because it's a standard thermometer up the rear or a check of the ears. Humans hang around. I still didn't twig when the nurse told me to count backwards from 10 and that I might have a faint taste of garlic in my mouth. Stupid me. I think I'm about to get some leftover spag bol, but oh no. Next thing I know, I'm waking up and I'm kind of sore down there. I tried to check it out, but as soon as I moved my head, I knocked the wall with something that wasn't my head. It was a plastic scraping sound. That's when it hit me. I was wearing the cone of shame. No! On a side note, you know the cone of shame is where the costume designers for The Handmaid's Tale got their inspiration from, right? The fertile ones with the red capes and the suspicious looking buckets on their head? Surely I'm not the only one who sees the irony in that. Why they had to take my boys, I'll never know. I'm a good looking dog. My offspring are cute. And given my vertical challenge, I can't get over that many ladies anyway. When old mate came to pick me up, I gave him my best death stare, which unfortunately translated to puppy dog eyes, and him giving me a scratch on the chin. Damn my canine facial feature limitations. On the tender walk back to the car, I got him good though. I gave him a few sharp scrapes up the back of his ankles. He thought I was just being groggy and having issues with spatial awareness. Ha! The cone of shame was inflicted on me for a while, and let's just say my spatial awareness never got any better. I may have even drawn blood on one good scrape. I felt a bit guilty at that, and then quickly remembered why I was wearing the upside down bucket in the first place. When that baby came off, I licked and licked in hope that it might bring him back, but it didn't. Within the space of a month, my old name went, and so did my boys. But just because I live in an apartment in Double Bay doesn't mean I forget where I came from. I'll always be a Westie. Western suburbs, that is. I'm a Cairn Terrier Cross.